You know what? Let's plug in. We'll use the amplifier. Let's do a little test. Hello, Mr. Tape Recorder. We're just checking to make sure that this is going to work. Variable speed, huh? Yes. So today is the 13th of October, 1997. We're going to talk about music, supposedly. So the question today was about ninth chords. So if you're playing with a bass player, he's going to have the roots. Tell me in the middle there, please. Yeah. Just turn the volume on a bit. That's the reverb. The big one is the volume. No, the same one, but the big one. Oh. Yeah, that one. That's right. That's fine. Let's see where your E is. I'll tune to you real fast. So if you're playing a bass player, let's say you want a major chord and you want it to have just a ninth. Add nine.
Yeah.
But you'll have the root. There will be little chords. Like say this kind of chord. You know all these add nine chords?
Without the third.
Well, actually, these have all four notes. These do have roots.
The terminology add nine.
1, 3, 5, 9.
1, 3, 5, 9. And the ones without third. Is it third nine?
That, well, you mean like 1, 2, 5?
Like
1, 2, 5. Sus 2 or just 2? Just A2.
A2.
Yeah. Instead of A4. This is A4. This is A. We don't bother to mention the threes. We don't even have to say sus anymore. We just write little four or little two. And if it resolves, you write four and then you write a little line and then you show three. Four going to three. Or two to three. But it's not add nine. It's not adding. It's bumping three out of the way. Moving three out of the picture. Anyway, add nine. Do you ever work on systematic inversions? You know a lot of these chords. Let's start up here. Sorry for the fret rattle. I can live with it now. This guitar needs a lot of little fret work. So that's A add 9. Systematic inversions. You understand that concept?
Not systematic.
Systematic inversions, we're going to go backward down the neck.
Okay.
To make systematic inversions, it's something I explained in some of my books. You move each note to the closest note in the spelling of this chord, one string at a time. So for instance, this string, not in chord, not in chord, not in chord, not. This note's next. So do that on each string and see if you see the voicing, okay? Please act. That's excellent. So, next. That's it. Next. That's it. Your mind works very fast. That's good.
A double?
A double. Bass is just extra right now.
Yeah. Was A,
this guitar is so loud in the bass. It's because of the way it's forward. Rolls out the mid-range.
What is that? The other
quarter. Well, this pickup is a selector. Strange guitar.
Beautiful sound.
Not a bad sound. For a guitar with this much junk on it, it shouldn't sound good, but it does. I'm cheating too. I'm playing real far away from the bridge, which is a better sound than right now. If I play this, it doesn't sound like a big jazz guitar. neck pickup sound like? Not even, no. 35 sounds better than that. Pickups are quite good. It's supposed to get the sound. And that guitar sounds good pretty much everywhere. That one doesn't have this problem. Not a bad sound anymore. But not card top. So anyway, do you know all these chords already? Do you play these when you're comping?
This I use.
Well, that sounds like major 9. It's like a 7. I think we could go back now. I hear you putting a 7 in the next chord. Chords like
how should be
so bigger at 9. You know a lot of these too. I'll do it this way. In order to do this, you just transfer. Do you know that principle of transfer?
It's written in your book.
You drop. Move it towards you, one string set, and you name the bass note. The bass note's B. Even if it's not the root of the chord, in this case, you put the same shape on the next set, exactly the same shape. No, exactly the same. That's right. You don't want to sound, it won't sound right. Then, that's step one. Step two, lower the G string one fret.
Okay. That one I use sometimes when I use this something polychord.
Not polychord, you mean like in bass enhanced, right? Bass over under triad. Polychord is two chords, like
right. Something like, for example, I wanna play C sharp.
It's a beautiful C sharp. It's this.
It makes it play the triad, so I love it.
Get over there. Gotta have the same shape. Gotta really be a shape person. You have to train your mind to see the identical shape. Always works.
And the reverse?
Reverse raised in second string.
Yeah.
So if you only know this A major, say C major 7. The guy says, it's the only major 7 you ever learned. Some teacher show him. So does that and raise. You have to have the same shape on it.
Yeah.
Identical spacing of strings. There you go. Always works.
Yeah.
You can practice it when you're in line at the supermarket or traffic stuck, cars stopped. So you don't waste time in life because there's so much to study on this instrument. If you're in a good mood and you don't have to think of other things, or if you're in a bad mood and you're tired of thinking of things that you can't change anyway, you progress as a musician by seeing your instrument better. Ideally, if somebody says C sharp altered dominant, you got to see all the shapes in your mind. You have to just see it, you know, everywhere. If you want to really, you know, just the guitar, everything is everywhere. It's fine. I'm using like some, right there, I chose one flat 9 sharp 5. There's so many players who know a few, you know, from roots, a few, but not the whole neck. It's fun to know the whole neck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most from here and here is it for a lot of people. But there's a whole other thing. They all sound like it. So I get stuck always this. And, you know.
Did you use to practice a lot with the metronome?
No. I practice with this kind of and sometimes I check myself with the metronome because I think I speed up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't mind. I notice Oscar Peterson Trio, old records, by the end of each cut, up tempo, they're fast.
Or
it's exciting. It's exciting.
This Jim Abersol.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm improvising. Oh, I did this mistake, and so I put in the beginning and the
slower.
Time is, yeah.
They're
yeah.
It's natural.
I
like it. It's good if it's jazz. It's good. As long as everybody does it together, slowly, a little at a time.
Yeah.
So by the end of the cut, the heartbeat is faster. Heartbeat, because it's more exciting. The tempo keeps moving up a little bit. I don't try for it, but if it happens a little, if everybody does it, much better than slowing down.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say never. I have used the metronome a few times to figure out some complicated things. But, you know, you have to feel jazz, so you don't need a metronome to practice. Unless you love it, put it on 2 and 4 for jazz, right?
It was just practicing a lot because I felt my time.
When you play with records, like Wes Montgomery or, I don't know, any jazz, and they have a steady feel, you can tell they're locked in. Do you stay with them?
Yeah.
So then you don't have to do that to yourself. Unless you like it.
Just trying to improve my time with it.
Copy the best phrasers. That's how you improve your time. Because they have a sense of the beat, but they phrase so beautifully over the beat. Louis Armstrong, Errol Garner. John Pisano phrases so far behind the beat sometimes.
You mean laid back?
Yeah, really laid back. I did a thing once on a record of John's, a cut with him, where I played the chords and he played the melody, and by the end, it's like taking this melody. You heard this melody? So normal is, so John might play, you know, like Louis Armstrong, trumpet or singing, you know, real laid back. It's nice. So if you copy those people, you know, try to phrase right along with them, that helps your time immensely. As for whether you speed up or not, like I say, it's not a bad thing necessarily if you speed up a little, because if you do, probably everybody will be doing it with you. But if you are the only one speeding up always, that's bad. Then you have to control yourself. Do you have a problem with this? Have you ever found it to be true? I understand you sound wrong with the other players.
I had this problem playing fast swing because I think I'm
couldn't
not
keep
using
up with it.
Yeah,
that's a different problem. That's not a time problem as much as a athletic problem. It's like somebody says run the length of a football field in 10 seconds like a famous athlete can do. If you're not an athlete, you can't keep up with it. Right? You can't run that fast.
Yeah.
So imagine Billy's balance. Real fast, how you do it? You have to practice super fast to keep up. Then you only want to tap about one every 4 beats. Don't try to tap every beat. Tap every 2 beats or every 4 beats.
I was trying tapping 2 and 4.
That's good. That's real good.
Because that's the feeling of jazz.
It's hard though when it's fast to tap 2 and 4, I must tell you.
But sometimes when I play the drums and they begin to play all over the place, I just...
That's very difficult at a fast tempo to keep track of where they are. Just keep your foot going right where it's been all the time. They may get lost, you know. When they come back in, they may not be right with you,
yeah.
Even if you've been real good and kept it going. In which case, you've got to go back with them. You know, they run the beat. You don't have any say in those matters.
I don't know, and that's one problem with my time, playing fast speed. The other is playing really slow. I think a problem for everybody.
Slow is hard for people, yeah, really slow. They tend to rush. They can't enjoy it. Think of it like making love to a woman you like, that. That you want to take time. You don't want it over in 2 minutes. Or if you do, you want to do round two, take an hour.
Yeah.
So let the song slowly, you're slowly caressing the body. Slow, it's good. Hi.
And sometimes, I don't know if my head, there's sometimes I feel that I need to be more relaxed, like be more calm, and so my time is going to improve. It's something like
someone
that's really stressed that, you know, probably go take the car and rush and...
It's the same thing, yeah, it's true.
Be more...
Pretend that everybody you're playing for is a little kid. Or naked. They don't want to be. Pretend they're more worried than you. You're up there, you're the whole reason that they're not in trouble right now. You're giving them what they need.
Do you think that stressed people, they can have a good time?
Yeah. But why, I don't know if it's, I wouldn't want to say that a person who's stressed couldn't keep good time. I don't think it makes it any easier. It might make it harder to be a good player if you're real stressed out. You know, I think you said it before, relaxed is good.
Happy
while you're playing, happy.
Yeah.
Be grateful at the moment you're playing. You have 2 hands, man, that you didn't lose one in a war or something. That they work, no arthritis, you know, that people want to hear your music, or at least you're getting paid. If they're not listening, you say, well, I make a little money, buys more time to get better, to play for somebody who does want to hear it. What if Earth's problem was gravity? Everybody fall off the planet, fly off into space, no gravity. So we carry lead weights in our shoes to stay on the surface. And then you say, well, I'm here, I didn't fly off. Give gratitude while you're playing a good thing. It puts the focus on the universe. It gives you this gift of music. You have a gift of music. You know, not everybody has this gift. So you want to be grateful, not worried about all this, oh, I didn't play the right note. No. So you keep getting better every day, every year. Since you asked me, that's what I said. It's hard for everybody to do this. It's hard for me to do it, but I believe in it. I have the same things to work on this way. To overcome my own shyness. Minus shyness. You know this word, shy?
Shy.
Shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my problem. I'm shy.
Me too. Sometimes I struggle myself. This year, for this first time, I had this, because always when I used to listen to music, I always it took some other place and I began to think about some stuff, and,
good stuff
or some feelings.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff or maybe some problems, some solutions. I never had this experience to just be into music like a meditation. First experience.
This is good.
Yeah, and that's funny because it came with marijuana.
Muddy water?
Marijuana. Smoke.
Oh, marijuana. Well, that's a hallucinogenic, so that's why.
In this way, it came through for me.
It's very good for music, marijuana. Extremely good. If I could smoke it without other bad things, I would do it. But it messes my memory up, and it messes my lungs up.
Me too.
So I cannot do it. I miss it. I used to love it, you know, every day, all day, many years. But this was a long time ago, 25, 30 years ago. That was my favorite thing to do, smoke grass and listen to music or play music. Either one, fantastic. And hashish, even better. So, but I gave it all up. Only in dreams. I allow myself to smoke it in a dream.
In a dream?
In a dream. You at night? Sleeping? Somebody say, hey, Alex, hey, have a hit, man. You go, no, no. I put down the go, it's a dream you can have. He said, all right. Wow. Maybe.
So, about the nine parts. Systematic inversions and
make systematic inversions on top set, middle set, bottom set.
Oh, okay, always four?
For now, those four will be good for you. Four in a row. But not close harmony four. Not this.
Close harmony, you say the nine close to the third?
Everything within an octave.
Okay, but
don't do
root,
that. That's too
third,
tight.
Fifth, ninth.
Yeah, like 1359. That size is good. Your bird is 4 to start by hand. But this other size, some chords work. So nice. You get one that you can't even play. So do those also if you wish, but don't expect all four chords to always work. Sometimes on certain strings, play them. However,
four, yes. Oh, yeah.
Inversion.
Notes, yeah.
Sometimes one set will produce the voicing that the other set wouldn't let you play because it was too hard. So that's good. This is what we call voicing group one, V1. This is the close one. You play it like this. We're doing backwards, right? Instead of. Excellent. That's the hardest one, but if you try to do it in B flat, you go.
B flat?
You have to use two hands. It's too hard.
How did you play?
I did it with two hands. Voicing size of nature, right? So anyway, you can do those too, but some chords like this are going to be very difficult. But some of them work.
Or the root, second, third, fifth.
Right. That's what we call alphabetical order. So you can do 14 other sizes of these chords. But for now, let me just mention other chord qualities to do in at least size number two, this one. Going to the major nine. Now, major nine can be three ways. You know that with four note chord, three kinds of major nine. The kind that have no root, where the bass player gives you the root. It sounds like three minor seven, huh?
Major 9. 9, it's major 7, add 9.
Yeah, major 7, add 9, this is a long name. Right? So, you can have no root, and you can have one with the root. That sounds like the chord that says it is. However, there's still a note left out. You know what we leave out then? Fifth. So, those are good chords. Strings for something like that. So that's right. It feels better.
The idea is four. If it's
yes, yes, for now. If it feels good, right? It's not practical. If it's possible but not practical, then switch to different strings for the same voice, maybe just one note switch, like here we relocated string 4 over to string 5, is much better. Now, if you again get a chord you don't like the sound of, like this, I don't play this chord. There are better chords to play, so life's too short to play the chords you don't love. It's a little different now. Here we're missing the third. That'll come up in a moment. This one has the third.
You don't like the major 7 at all?
I don't hate this chord, but I don't play it all. But, you know, if I hear this note on top, I'd go this. I don't seem to grab this as much. You might love it. Each person is different. So the last kind of major nines are those without the third. They have the fifth instead of the third. Hi. See? A major nine, no third. It's a contemporary chord. It sounds like a 5 triad over a bass note. You know how to play bass chord?
5 triad with the, okay, slash chord.
I hear the root in the bass, but as a triad view, it's Sekive, there's A, there's E, there's the A bass. And that's in voicing size 1, which we're not going to do the scale with. But let's go to voicing size 2, it'll be easy. What we do is we take this major 9 that has the root in it. Take major 7 9. Major 7 major 9. Raise 3. To bump 3 out of there, we'll put 5 in. Has systematic inversions like the others, all chords do, unless they have doublings. It'll kill the inversion if you have a double, like here. Let's suppose that we play this A7. We try to invert this systematically. You know what you get next? This goes to here. This goes to here. This goes to there. This goes to here. So we lose the 7.
I miss it. This goes to here. This goes to here. This goes to here.
See what happens? We lose the 7.
It's going to be a triad.
Yeah. So when we have doubles, two notes of the same letter, This kills the theory anywhere. You don't want to have doubling if you're doing systematic inversion. But when we have this, no doubling, then we're going to get systematic inversions. We're going to get...
Well, with four-note chords.
Or five-note, or six-note, or 18-note.
Doesn't matter. 7 notes, 7 notes.
I shouldn't say 18. 12 notes, the maximum number. 12-note chord, every note. Took it off the market, of course.
No way to find it?
You might find it in guitar records, you know, those places that sell guitar records only. They'll probably have it. They'll probably sell you either the album or a cassette of it that somebody made, you know. But don't pay too much. If they want too much, you can come back someday to the country and look me up. I'll make a cassette for you of it for nothing. Argentina.
Nino Moroni? Well, he used to teach at school with MI.
Nelson Faria.
Nelson Faria, I've been talking with him.
He'll have my friend. Because he and his fellow Rick Udler, they had it at the time, because you could still buy it in a store in those days when they were here in this country. So they, because they were my students, they probably had a copy somehow. So one of them must have bought it. Save you a lot of money. Some of these record services, they'll charge you $20 to $30 for an out-of-print record. As much as $200 for Lenny Bruce. His first record. So, major 9, 3 types, huh?
Major 9. And so I can do all this that we did with the major 9, I can do with minor 7, 9.
Yeah, all the points. Every chord you can think of, you can systematically improve.
Even those minor 7, flat 5.
Oh, of course, those are beautiful. Those are very easy. Well, that's a 5-note chord. You mean fancy minor 7 flat 5, like minor 9, minor 11 flat 5 without the third, stuff like that? You can do those too. They work. Hello. Why? It's me. What do you need? Solo guitar? You mean sitting down by yourself? Uh-huh. Okay, let me take you. What's your name? Let's hold on, sir. What's your ear for? Maybe I'll reach you tomorrow. I'm getting too busy, but I'm getting in the spot tomorrow. I'm trying to cross over your back, okay? Is that the best time? Okay, so thanks for your interest, Tom. No problem. So, name a chord that you want to invert that you're troubled when you say, I don't know how to start.
E minor 7, flat 5, 9.
What note are we going to bump out of there? Yeah, I know what you mean. What note are we going to get rid of? Because we got a 4-note chord limit right now. But you just said a chord that has 5 notes.
Yeah.
Which note do you want to remove? Take your pick. What note can't we remove? Tell me the notes that must be there.
The 9.
Agreed. What else?
The 3rd.
Flat 3rd, right. What else?
Well, if you're playing with the bass player, you don't need the root.
Correct. What can't you remove? Nine? What else? Let's start the list again.
Not
flat
five.
Third. You're going to be surprised. You can actually get rid of the flat third. Think back. When you play minor sub flat five, you remember doing this. So it doesn't matter on that chord. I don't know why. Nobody knows why per se. But we can still hear the minor. Actually, there's a reason, but it's complicated. It has to do with the real root of this chord is here. Nature's overtones.
C sharp.
C minus.
Also.
Nature gives us
the power of beautiful ways.
Close to a 13, a little bit out of tune. It's actually in between the two, but we condition our ears that this is normal and this is relative. So we hear this interval going along with the normal fifth if it's a C chord. So what we call this locally in natural two or raised two. We don't have the third, but it's okay. But if you want to let the bass player get the root, then you include the flat third. Two, you know? So you play. This is E minor 7. This is minor. Flat 5. Flat 7. And that raised 2, right?
Yeah.
Next one.
Wasn't the root.
Right, next one will be. It sounds better with the nine. It should be this, but I don't like the same thing, so we're going to go
to the 11.
You're
talking G?
Yeah, 11. Sorry, I was thinking G minor. E half diminished. You're right. 11. And then the next one would be systematic inversion wheel B. I'll take the same thing. This one.
Oh, you don't like this sound?
Very few chords I don't like, but I don't love that chord. This one, much more pleasant to my ear. I will use this chord if I go and pass through it, but I just don't like this chord. Keyword is love. You don't love this chord. Might enjoy this better. Somebody else.
Yeah, I agree.
Next one is this. So when people go, nice 2-5. Surprise the ear because this makes us think that we're not going to do minor, you know? It's like you hear this the empty length. I think it's the button. It's an old guitar. I thought it worked. Next chord is, oh, what a doozy, this one. minor 7, 9, flat 5. We'll just say minor 9, flat 5.
So in this way, I'm making this systematic inversion without the root.
Without the root.
So I can do is everything again.
Anything you can think of. It's got 4 notes. It's possible. You would be amazed though if you spent 500 hours and wrote down everything you could imagine. Minor 7 flat 5 with 11 and flat 13. Then you say, well, shall I leave this one? Then you say, how about minor 7, 9 flat 13? Then you say, but now with the third, now without the 7, you try it without the flat 7. You went down a million combinations of chords, right? You only end up with 35 rows of chords on one size. Many, and then 8 more if you choose the weirdest chords in the world, for a grand total of 43 rows in any size. Like, we call this the size of chord.
Yeah.
You will not find more than 43 rows because they don't exist. That's it. In any size.
More than 43?
That's right. No matter how many names you write down, it'll be one of those 43. A plurality or a homonym. Like R-E-E-D, R-E-A-D.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, I worked it out. That's all there is.
And I have one question a bit. Do you know these chords by heart?
Which one?
Those that you played? Or are you
favorites.
Or you can just see
both. But I don't see it fast enough. If I don't know it by heart, I can't see fast enough. So the ones I love the most that are practical. See, like the last chord
you
just did? I write down and study. I can't grab it fast enough. Even though I love the sound, I know my hand won't grab it fast enough, except for up high on the fingerboard. Like on the third fret, I can't grab it. My hand isn't big enough. So I know the chord's there, and I'll grab this. This is, say, G, minor 7-5-5. I'll grab this and use the 11 instead of the 9. I just can't grab it fast. Or I'll look for other ones that I love. You gotta find ones that work. You can't just be on. Practical is the name. But lots of variety.
It's a mix. You know fast and practice.
Not fast enough. No. I can't just make up new chords at this tempo. No way. Man. Not me. I don't have that kind of brain. I don't know anybody who does. I would like to have it.
Me too.
But it's like when people say, don't you know the names of the notes? You see a guy playing even medium fast bebop. Nobody's saying letter names of notes on each note. Nobody. Nobody. But maybe once in a while they say, now I'll add sharp 11. They think I'm adding this note to the run. Sure. A little, but not every note. Who does? Nobody. And it's not necessary, right? It's the sound and how it looks on the fingerboard so we can make the sound come out of our fingers. We're after sounds. But I think of the name of chords, the alphabet, not the whole name. I don't say E minor 7, 11, flat 5, sharp this, because your brain goes crazy if you do that. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You have to just say E, A, D, and hear the color. We should say the E, A, D thing. A flat, D flat, G flat. We want to know what we're doing. Some guys don't even do that, but they're cheating themselves a little because then they can't make as many variations. They can't be here and know that they can come up here and play. Well, that'd be cool because they see the same picture differently. It's like Wes Montgomery. People think he wasn't thinking. He knew what he was doing. If he's on F minor. I think his brother was a bass player. His brother said, oh man, F, it's F. He's around musicians who talk F and B flat all of his life, so he didn't know. He just didn't know the fancy names of things. You know, he didn't read music, so people made it a legend that he doesn't know what he's doing, you know. It's crazy.
No way.
It's the opposite.
And you knew Peter well.
Very well, yeah. Now we've got supposedly 2 minutes before my student comes in. So 2 minutes of 12 bar blues. That's an important question. Maybe I can't answer it, but I can.
How it wants to work with the bass line and the blues, some substitution change. That's too much.
You know the Charlie Parker changes. You know this change. So here we go.
Because
we need flat. Yeah. Westland. West likes those kind of changes. That's again. This is still one, four, maybe five, seven, one. Up the half step minor, tonic minor, four, maybe out of four minor, this one. Instead of this, one. So it's. This kind of, you already played this?
No, I didn't. When I heard.
You like the sound?
Richard.
Yeah, Richard. Do you like the sound?
Yeah, I'm able to.
Richard's one of my favorites.
I lost the show.
Thank you. I'm in.
Far away? In correspondence?
Sometimes.
Is it possible?
It's not impossible.
Hermes, can...
Pardon me?
Do you think that we have some way to keep contact?
We could try it. I don't know what we'll do.
Tapes? Do you work with tapes?
Sometimes.
Phone calls? Internet?
Phone calls is what I've been doing recently. All my out-of-state students, I used to use paper, and then tapes. Tapes takes a lot of time, you know?
Yeah.